Good morning, everyone. This morning I'd like to talk just briefly about something very basic that we all face in our lives, that we all have pressing on us at all times. Something we deal with every day. And we can either be affected by it, listen to it, or we can be tuned out of it and not pay attention. I'd like to talk this morning a little bit about noise. It's a very basic thing that we have in our life. Noise can be defined as just sound in general, but if you look up the definition, it's defined as unwanted sound. Sound especially of a loud, harsh, or confused kind. So as we go through this, think of it more of a not just as audible sound, but as unwanted sound that we're hearing. You know, if we're working on a car and we have a problem, I have a code on a car that specifies the sensors are failing or something, we hook up a lab scope to it. When you hook up a scope with the car running, you sometimes can't even recognize the signal you want to see. There's all sorts of unwanted noise. You'll see ignition spikes as coils turn off, and you'll see alternator AC ripple coming through your signal. You can see, you know, voltage of 150 volts DC or more as magnetic fields collapse around the coils and different things. If you just look at that raw data, you can't really define anything. You can't diagnose that car without getting rid of that noise somehow. There's tremendous amount of noise as an engine's running, and not in an audible sound. Some of these engines are so quiet you can hardly hear them, but there's noise, just tremendous electrical noise and interference. Some to the point where if you have a radio without a filter blocking it, you'll just hear noise across your radio and not actually what you want to hear. What you have to do is you have to turn on a filter. And there's hundreds of levels of filtering. You can filter from nothing up to as much as you need. But what you do is you just turn the filter up just enough to filter out all that unwanted noise, and you can see the signal completely clear and clean. You don't see any of the extra noise. You're just seeing strictly the signal that you want. We live in a noisy world today. Noises are coming from many directions. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15. I'm going to jump into the story a little bit in the middle here. This is the story when Saul was commanded to go and utterly destroy the Amalekites, all of their possessions and animals. And he followed that mostly, but not complete all the way. Let's jump in at verse 13. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, "Blessed be thou the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord." And Samuel said, "What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" Of course, Saul goes on to make excuses. But earlier on, it said that Saul kept the best of the animals. There was a lot of noise in the background here as Samuel walked up. Bleating and lowing, if you look in the Hebrew, the translation comes out 49 times as noise in the Bible. It comes also, it's translated as thunder and thunderings. This is a noisy place. Saul heard the noise too. He probably heard the noise louder than most of the other people standing around did. But the real issue was, he heard the noise before he took the animals. And he listened to that noise. I'm not talking about the noise of them actually bleating and the cows lowing. I'm talking about the noise in his heart as he was looking at those animals as he destroyed the people, and he saw the wealth that those animals had in them, and he took them. There were noises calling for Saul, and he lost his kingship when he listened. Maybe Saul needed to filter out some of those noises. Maybe he should have turned up that filter to just hear the voice of the Lord saying, "Destroy everything. Take nothing. Keep nothing for yourself and destroy everything." Turn to Judges chapter 5. Judges chapter 5 have the account of Deborah and Barak as they sang their song after they defeated the Canaanites after a 20-year rule when the Canaanites oppressed the children of Israel for 20 years. They sang this song afterwards, starting in verse 14. Out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek. After thee, Benjamin, among thy people, out of Mount Machir came down governors, and out of Zebulun they that handle the pen of the writer. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar and also Barak. And he was sent on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben there was great thoughts of heart. Why abodest thou among the sheepfolds, to hear the bleating of the flocks? For the divisions of Reuben there were great searching of heart. Gilead abode beyond Jordan. Why did Dan remain with the ships? In ships. Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breaches. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeoparded their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. We'll stop there. There's several examples in this passage of noise. We have the tribe of Reuben, who heard the call to come fight in the battle. Again, we have sheep in the background making noise. Different from Saul, it seems like they listened to the noise, and then they had great searchings of heart. They contemplated the call to go and fight, but they didn't listen. The call of the sheep was stronger than the call of God. The noise of the sheep in their ears, in their heart. They heard voices of fear, noises of fear, loss of security, voices of comfort, you name it. They were listening to different noises than the actual call of God in their life. They were getting asked the question after the battle, why did you stay with the sheep? And the answer was that for the divisions of Reuben, or the tribes of Reuben, there was great searching of heart. They let the noise of the sheep keep them from hearing the call of God. We also see Gilead, Dan, and Asher. We don't know what noise Gilead was listening to. Maybe he filtered out too much noise and tuned out the call of God completely. But we know the people of Dan looked off from their ships towards the shore, and they listened to the noise of the creak of the sails and the sway of the ship. And that noise was louder in their hearts than the word of the Lord. The people of Asher were distracted by fishing and water. They stayed in the havens or breaches along the breaks along the shore. They had a lot of noise that needed to be filtered out too. They needed to listen to the voice of the Lord calling to come help his people. Not all of them were distracted by the noise. The people of Zebulun and Naphtali jeoparded their lives unto the death. They listened to the call and blocked out the noise of the pens writing on the paper in a calm afternoon under the shade tree. They heard the voice of God calling them to help, and it wasn't hindered by the noise of the rustling paper or scratching pens. An interesting note, the people of Reuben were some of the warriors that went with David to take the city of David. The people of Zebulun and Naphtali were scribes and writers. So we have fighters that stayed home and writers that went and fought. Sometimes there's so much noise around us and pressing on us that it's impossible to filter it out. On some signals on a vehicle, you can't filter out the noise. And so what they do is they take the two wires and they twist them tightly together and they put a foil around it and then a wire sheath around that connected to the ground. So if any distraction or noise comes to it, it'll be caught and sent to the ground of the vehicle. If they didn't do that, the car wouldn't even run. Even though you can't hear anything, it would not run because of the distraction. There's ways to fix noise problems without a filter. Sometime in life, we try to filter out the noise, but we can't. And the real need is to pull away from the noise. Once a week, we follow the Lord's command, and where he says, 6 days shall you labor and do all the work, and the seventh shall be a day unto the Lord, a day of rest. And the early church met the first day of the week. And again, so we are here this morning, Sunday morning, away from most of the noise of life. But it's still possible to sit here Sunday morning and to hear a lot of noise in our hearts, to be distracted by what happened last week, or to be distracted by what we're planning next week. Jesus tried to pull away from the noise in Mark chapter 6, where John was beheaded. The Mark chapter 6, verse 31 says, "And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were so many comings and goings, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." There had been a lot of noise, and they needed to get away from it and just rest and to recoup. Now, it didn't work out quite as they planned because they had 5,000 people to feed yet before they got their rest. But another way to deal with all the noise is to just walk away from it, to find a quiet place, and to focus on the Lord. There's a poem that goes like this. Early in the morning, while the world is still, before the daylight streaks the sky, I would know His will. I commune with God the Father and listen carefully to gain the strength I need today while praying quietly. Why not try to do this when you wake up in the night, with troubles racing in your mind and sleep becomes a fight? Try this simple method and you soon will gain control. Sleep will quickly come again and calm come over your soul. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. Thank you, Lord, for knowing who I am. Thank you, Lord, for seeing me, because it's so easy to get lost these days in all the shuffle and the noise. We're just in a lot of noise these days. Every day, we're faced with a lot of noise in our lives. What are the noises that you're listening to? Are they noises that are distracting us from the voice of the Lord that Elijah heard on the mount? He was on Mount Horeb, and he heard a lot of noise that day. He heard the noise of a great strong wind that broke the rocks on the mountain in pieces. He heard the noise of an earthquake. He heard the noise of fire. But they were just noise. Then he heard a still small voice, and he wrapped his face in a mantle and went out to hear from God, because that was where the Lord was. He wasn't distracted by those big noises, and sure, God was speaking through them. He heard that quiet voice and listened. What noises are vying for our attention this last week? Are we listening to the still small voice that speaks to our heart and clears our mind of all the other distracting noises around us? Maybe we need to filter out some of those noises so we can get a clear signal from the Lord. Or maybe there's a time to just come apart and listen and rest a while, willfully separating ourselves from those noises that are calling from around us. Psalm 46 says, "Be still and know that I am God." That's all I have. Lord bless you.